This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1724. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 4th, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Congo DR, Ethiopia, India, Israel, Jordan, Malaysia, Mexico, North America, Oklahoma, Russia, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, South Carolina, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On the condition list, Horacio Negro in Uruguay reports that LRA 36 in Antarctica 15476 is now also available via webcasting. It's among the many Radio Nacional stations that may be reached by the main website, www.radionacional.com.ar. Look for the link to Escuchar Emisoras. I'm not sure whether this applies only to the 3 hours on weekdays that they're active on shortwave, or perhaps for a much longer period. There had been reports that a local FM station at Esperanza Base was broadcasting in the mornings. For the discussion of the Radio Australia situation, John Filiozzi in New York says ABC management on its own concluded that the Radio Australia service to Asia was no longer effective nor viable, but did argue internally and to government that its Pacific service was both effective and considered vital by opinion formers and various other Pacific Island Nation constituencies. In that regard, I'd be guardedly optimistic that this service can survive, both on shortwave and through local FM placement, at least in the short term. However, the radical nature of the sitting government and its apparent lack of fealty to its own expressed commitments prior to the election still leaves one with a sense of unease. Keith Perrone in Taiwan replies, it still has its own news bureau. It's now Radio National's international desk that produces the newscasts for Radio Australia. It made no sense to have two newsrooms doing the same thing. The difference now is RN and RA jointly produce the international news for domestic and Radio Australia. One of the reasons Radio Australia is so popular in the region, way more than BBC or VOA, is they know the audience and talk to the regional audience. The most popular program is Grandstand. 2 years ago, RA planned to cut it. In a span of 3 months, they got over 3,000 letters to keep it. The other most popular show is Saturday Night Country, also Late Night Live, Mornings with Phil, and the pop shows from Triple J. Something that Radio Australia has been able to do is have a schedule that no matter if you're 15 or 65, there'll be something of interest to you. Comparing RA to other international broadcasters, it's always had a hipper sound. If the VOA was on shortwave 24/7 like Radio Australia and carried programs from NPR and music, they would also have a much bigger audience than they have now, says Keith Perrone. The Catholic station in Bolivia, Radio Pio XII, or Pius XII, has always been on split frequency, approximately 5952.44. I was hearing it a little better than usual May 30th, around 0100, and it does not seem to be in Spanish at that time. Little did I know that a couple of days later, it would have interference from 5950. WRMI has started broadcasting 24 hours a day on that frequency southward from Florida. And there's also some residual Cuban jamming around 5955, squeezing Pio XII from the other side. There's another station with Catholic roots, but I think a somewhat different political outlook, Radio Fides in Bolivia. We mentioned last week that it had reactivated on 6155, and now we have a couple more reports of it. Our contributor Edward Korsakoff in Moscow says he heard it at 0150 UT, May 30th, sign off at 0158 with an ID and announcement and put it on YouTube. Also reported by Anker Petersen in Denmark on 6155.13, June 3rd at midnight 20 to midnight 35UT in Spanish. There was only a carrier heard earlier at 2240 without any audio. The strongest signal from Bolivia would be on 6135, but that frequency is still being fought over by two stations, the other one in Brazil. May 31st at 0122, I found that Radio Aparecida had varied a bit higher to 6135.26 or so, producing quite an audible heterodyne against Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, around 6134.82. However, Aparecida went off about 0158, leaving us a few minutes to hear Radio Santa Cruz in the clear before it also went off. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports, Radio Telecandip in Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.3, May 30th at 1835 to 1910 with African pop music. He says lately the signal has been rather good, considering the power of the station. He gave it a SINPO of 35433. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a frequency change for one of the many clandestines for Ethiopia, Dimse Radio Arena in the Oromo language, since May 23rd, at 17 to 1730 UT via Bulgaria. It's on 11855, replacing 11560. North American listeners now have a shot at the General Overseas Service of All India Radio in English to Southeast Asia, 1330 to 15 UT on 9690. Since WRMI is no longer using that frequency, I was hearing some South Asian vocal music June 2nd at 1349. It starts off with the news at 1330, and of course, being a transpolar path, not really intended for us, reception varies quite a bit. As we've noted previously, there's quite a collision between two stations in Spanish on 11760. Radio Havana, Cuba, which is its number one frequency since its inception, and during this season, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is scheduled Spanish to the Americas, on the same frequency at midnight 20 to 0220 UT. However, May 31st at 0207, I noticed that RHC was off the air. And in fact, 11760 doesn't appear in some of their schedule versions during the evening hours. So maybe they're undecided about whether to confront Iran or not over this frequency. Williams Lopez in the Cadena de X Facebook group forwards a message from the Spanish service of Iran, translated loosely, taking into account reception reports of interference on the frequency of 11760. We ask listeners in Latin America, and especially Central and South America, to send us recordings of our broadcasts on that frequency to help us resolve the difficulties in reception. Thanks for your collaboration. Unfortunately, long gone from shortwave, but still of some interest to us, what's happening with Israel Radio? A couple of stories from the Jerusalem Post. Mike Terry sends one of June 2nd. IBA employees protest in front of Knesset. Hundreds of Israel Broadcasting Authority employees were protesting in front of the Knesset against a bill that would close the network, according to a report from Army Radio on June 2nd. Broadcasts over the past few hours have stopped due to the circumstances. And then a bit later, another report via Alakesh Gupta from the Post. A strike has been called in the aftermath of protests in retaliation to the government decision to dismantle the IBA. At the directive of the Engineers Union at IBA, all radio stations that are part of the Israel Radio Network went on strike Monday, that's June 2nd, indefinitely. The strike was called in the aftermath of a protest demonstration where hundreds of employees blocked access to the Knesset and the Finance Ministry in retaliation for a decision taken by the government and the Knesset to dismantle IBA, fire close to 2,000 employees, and open a pared-down new public entity in its stead. More neat sporadic EDX, tis the season. In Pladix, Girola, or Mauro Giroletti in Italy, reports hearing the audio channel of E3 from Jordan, which is still apparently on the air in analog, on 60.75 megahertz. This was on May 31st. More Malaysian shortwave reactivated. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan reports the RTM Classic Nacional frequency heard again, 5964.72, May 29th at 12:35 tune-in, until blocked by CRI in Korean at 13:58. He says a poor signal in audio. It was also heard by Ron Howard in California, a fair signal May 29th at 12:36 with the call to prayer. He says RTM has clearly replaced the defective tetrode valve they had told him about. However, Trax FM 7295 was off the air when checked at 12:11 and 12:24. The other ones were doing well. Asyik FM on 6050, Sarawak FM on 9835, and YFM on 11665. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports, as of May 31st, Sarawak 9835 was heard from 1500 as late as 2320 with a fair to good signal, and YWAI-FM on 11665 with a good signal after 2330 UT. And Trax FM via RTM was back on the air as of June 4th, says Ron Howard, 7295, heard at 1138 with exceptionally good reception. In a Father's Day contest, they said, you are now listening to Reflection, an Islamic program. Also more reports of Sarawak FM 9835, which we first mentioned last week, had returned. It's heard by Dan Sheedy in California, May 29th at 1432 past 1500. Also by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, June 2nd at 10:14 until total fade-out at 11:45. On the WTFDA forum, new member Ramey in Arizona says he's specializing in the broadcasting scene in Mexico. The TV landscape is really looking exciting. Pretty much every important or recent or future development has to do with digital TV. There's a government agency, OPMA, which has 16 transmitters on the air, plus 10 more soon, and probably others to come, many digital only, including Channel 2 in Oaxaca and Channel 5 in Mérida, which should make for interesting ESKIP targets, repeating Canal 11. All the digital transmitters make heavy use of multicasting to extend the reach of public TV stations from 11, 20, and 22 in Mexico City, as well as their own new public network and an educational service from another branch of the government. All cable companies now must carry those five channels. In Mexico City itself, there are two new public stations on the air recently, Channel 21, owned by the government of the city, Channel 45, the first on-the-air transmitter for Mexico's version of C-SPAN. Then there's the whole thing about licensing frequencies for two new TV networks. The winners to be announced in March of next year. There will be 246 new transmitters in 123 locations, all UHF and digital only. Furthermore, Televisa and Azteca are finally building out many of their digital facilities across Mexico. More reports of the intriguing station varying around 6772. I finally heard it June 3rd. Around 01 UT, when it was about 6771.6, playing some jazz music during a brief fade-in. It seems to be further east. Ed Insinger in New Jersey reports, I'm intrigued by the station on 6773. On June 1st, I listened to Feature Story News at 2200 with a very readable signal. Interesting is the continuous operation of the station not fitting the pirate pattern. I'll continue to check out the station since I enjoy the golden age of radio format. And Chris Malinsky of HF Underground also writes us about it on June 2nd. 6771 still running, seems to be 24/7, plays easy listening music during the daytime and switches over to old-time radio in the evening. Today it switched just after 21 UT, which seems to be earlier than usual. News is run at every top of hour from Feature Story News, from featurestorynews.com. I have the signal in some form at all hours here, although during the morning the signal often drops to just a carrier with some brief snippets of audio. It's S8 as I type this at 2118 UT, June 2nd. One more report this week, and of course on yet another previously unused frequency of radio station YHWH, Ron Howard in California, heard it June 4th on 7515 variable in the AM mode, tuned in at 0325, and heard the usual anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, anti-gay, anti-Islam, anti-Mormon, anti-Buddha, and pro-Jewish diatribe. A fair signal. At 0356, the frequency dropped to 7514.9, and the show was abbreviated, went off at 0404. The way he constantly changes frequencies every day, it seems he's not interested in establishing a regular shortwave listening audience. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1724. Consult our website for a lot more information, especially if you go to the archive of DX Listening Digest and the latest issue once published, upon which this edition is based, number 14-23, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jerry Irvine in Mission, Texas, who sent a money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Some Oklahoma news. The big signal from Oklahoma City, 50 kilowatt KOKC on 1520, has been sounding a bit weak lately, and now we know why. In NRC DX News, it's reported that the FCC has granted special temporary authorization for reduced power of 20 kilowatts day and night due to transmitter and tower problems. That's still with different patterns day and night. Our 1640 station here in Enid, KZLS, I've noticed often loses its audio, running just an open carrier with some hum, especially after local midnight. So if you hear nothing on 1640, that might be it. TVDXers, please note that the Oklahoma City station, KSBI, originally on channel 52, which has been digital on channel 51, has now completed a move to a much lower channel, 23, getting out of the way before FCC can sell off some more of the higher UHF channels. It still pretends to be on 52, of course. Horacio Negro forwards a story in Spanish from radionoticias.com, which I will summarize and translate. The headline is, Russia will return to shortwave in 2016. The Security Council has approved the formation of an organization which will be in charge of public radio, including the Voice of Russia, but it will be under military control, part of the Defense Ministry. This was published on May 27th, written by Pablo A. Montes. Russia's Security Council has decided to create a new organism, RAMS, which will include Radio Russia and the Voice of Russia. Its objective is to resume radio broadcasting on long wave, medium wave, and short wave, which only a few months ago was deleted due to funding cuts. RAMS will begin functioning in 2016, administered by the Defense Ministry. In the last several months, broadcasts of foreign radio stations within Russia have been deleted, as well as its own broadcasts in certain wavelengths. First was Radio Mayak from long wave, and then Radio Russia on medium wave and long wave, and finally the Voice of Russia to the exterior on short wave. The only transmitters remaining on the air are carrying programs from other countries due to previous agreements. But public radio in Russia has been practically abandoned by the government and has stopped being heard in most of the country. The lack of economic means condemned RTRS, the public radio television entity, to delete its radio services. they closed in 2013 40 stations. The inactive period by various transmitter centers will have other consequences due to technical characteristics of some equipment, especially that which has gone through several winters without functioning. They'll probably have to be replaced by new ones, which will not be inoperative. The military wants to control radio. Russian authorities have reached the conclusion that radio with a broad range, as well as civilian service overall the country, could carry out some specific goals in these areas, such as emergency advisories, danger in time of war, and even electronic warfare. The military have always expressed their interest in maintaining powerful radio in Russia, but until now have not been in control of it. The Security Council has established that radio stations of the public nature of RTRS will receive an economic injection of some 3 gigarubles in 2016 to revive radio broadcasting, especially Radio Russia internally and the Voice of Russia to the exterior. The organization must pay its duties to the Defense Ministry and will be financed according to a federal allotment. Besides returning to the air, modernization will be carried out in the radio system and the infrastructure and conditions to optimize radio communications, alert systems, and information security will be in place. The specialists, however, have warned that the security forces, which will be in control of the radio, need to get up to date on how this media works, since they have no previous experience with this equipment. Checking the Radio Free Sarawak broadcast at 11 to 12:30 UT on June 4th, Ron Howard in California and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany found no sign of it on any of the 4 frequencies. They've been jumping around between 15410 and 15460, the others being 15420 and 15430. As monitored extensively by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan over the past few weeks, they often change frequencies in the middle of the broadcast, but as I say, nothing to be heard at all on June 4th. Ivo Ivanov says they're in a one-week break. They'll be back with fresh interviews starting on June 9th. Flanked by Cuba on the high side and WRMI on the low side, I was still able to hear a carrier from Solomon Islands just below 5020 June 2nd until it cut off by timer at exactly 11:59. We had assumed that 9545, their other frequency, had been inactive lately. I'd seen no reports of it. However, it is still on the air, according to Craig Seeger in Australian DX News, but it signs off abruptly at 0501 UT. Others have reported it as early as 2300. Craig heard it on June 1st. WRMI made a number of changes on June 1st. According to their program guide, there are no more scoreboards by Bruce Baskin, that one-minute show. He instead is devoting his attention to something new called Rock Radio Revival. It's on the schedule Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on 9955. That's UT Mondays at 0130. The fortunate change for us is that 9955 is now staying on the 160-degree beam away from North America all the 24 hours instead of the part of the time back across North America. 9495 has been dropped, and it's replaced by 5015. That should include World of Radio UT Sundays at midnight 30 and maybe also on 11730. A major expansion is 2 new 24-hour frequencies for Brother Stair via WRMI, 5950 and 11825. The latter beamed back across North America, which means a very strong signal here, day and night. In fact, I added up all the Brother Stair blocks on the frequency schedule and found They amount to exactly 100 frequency hours per day, not including the ones on 9955 and via Radio Africa Network, so the grand total is 812 frequency hours per week for Brother Stair via WRMI. The Multilingual Bible Worldwide Service, a WTWW, on the number 3 transmitter, 12105, has changed schedule. It's now, according to their website, on the air between 17 and 02UT. Not sure of the full language roster, but I have noted Spanish during the 19UT hour, Portuguese during the 20, and Arabic after 22. The 1530 kHz daytimer in New Boston, Texas, continues to broadcast all night. I often hear it after 0600UT with Southern Gospel music and very clear IDs. But there's another 1530 station, which is obviously running day power at night, KCMN in Colorado Springs. It plays good time oldies. Along with 690 in Pueblo, it calls itself the I-25 Radio Network. On 1530, it's supposed to be only 15 watts at night instead of 15 kilowatts in the daytime. On 1550, there's a new station in Golden, Colorado, near Denver. John Wilkins in Wheat Ridge laments that it will block his DX on that frequency, but it may be DX for others. It's KDCO. It came on around May 20th with Yahoo Sports and Mile High Sports local programming. Another ID is The Fan 1550. Mike Terry forwards an FCC notice that a $15,000 fine has been imposed on repeat Texas pirate radio operators. Their notice is coded DA-14-764, if you want to read the whole thing. It concerns a station in Austin, Texas on 90.1 megahertz. And the people charged are Walter Olenick and M. Ray Nadler Olenick, O-L-E-N-I-C-K. The FCC doesn't care about the programming on pirates, just goes into details about how they determine who was doing it. But I suspect this was connected with the Genesis Communications Network and or the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it so happens that a local illegal signal on 90.1 in Austin would block reception of leftist Pacifica KPFT from Houston. Clara Listenspreken sends news about Chicago's ProgressiveTalk.com. Norman Goldman says, I host a daily three-hour show Monday through Friday on Chicago's Progressive Talk and on the WCPT 820 web stream. Details at www.normangoldman.com. Podcasts also available. It starts at 22 hours UT. You might want to seek it out since Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes have stopped doing their progressive radio shows. And that reminds me of Ron Reagan, who's appeared on some TV spots on behalf of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. More at ffrf.org. Koji Hashimoto in Japan has had reliable reception 5 out of 8 days of Zambia on 5915 at 16UT with their fish eagle interval signal, drums, and vernacular talk. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4 June 7th. Solar flux rising from 110 June 5th to only 120 June 9th to 15th and down to 95 by June 26th. That's World of Radio 1724. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.